The New York State Legislature approved a measure yesterday known as the DREAM Act that would offer college aid for children of undocumented immigrants. But the legislature stopped short of acting on a measure to offer driver's licenses to immigrants in New York without documentation. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, at an announcement packed with young immigrants seeking to go to college, celebrated the measure's expected success.
Today we will pass the DREAM Act for the ninth and final time.
Unlike in past years, when Republicans in the state Senate blocked the bill, Democrats who now lead that chamber also approved the measure, and Governor Andrew Cuomo is a supporter. Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz was an active member of the Dreamer movement before she was elected to the state assembly last fall. Cruz came to the U.S. with her mother when she was a child to escape the drug wars in Colombia. She overstayed her visa and was undocumented for 13 years until she became a citizen when she married her high school boyfriend. She became a labor and immigration lawyer. She says the law is one step towards eliminating the discrimination that undocumented immigrants face.
Parents have contributed millions of dollars into the New York State economy, and we have contributed millions of dollars into the New York State economy. Yet we're not seen as human because we don't have a piece of paper. That's not fair. We are as American as anybody who was born here. Many of us don't even remember the country where we were born. Many don't even speak the language.
The DREAM Act was renamed the Jose Peralta New York State DREAM Act after the late senator who died suddenly of complications from acute leukemia at the age of 47 last November. Peralta, a Democrat from Queens, was a tireless backer of the DREAM Act. He even joined the now-defunct Independent Democratic Conference in hopes of advancing the measure, but that proved his political undoing, and he lost his seat in a primary last September. His wife, Evelyn Peralta, attended the announcement and witnessed the vote along with her children. She says the issue was a labor of love for her late husband.
Today, my husband's dream becomes our reality. To every young immigrant hearing my words, we love you, we see you, and we welcome you into our American family. The spirit of my husband is alive in this room.
GOP members in both houses voted against the bill. Senator Robert Ort, a Republican who represents a district in the Buffalo-Niagara Falls region, says the $27 million in college aid to undocumented immigrants is not fair to middle-class New York residents, who he says are struggling with college costs. He says many of his constituents hold large student loan debts.
They not only have to struggle to pay back their loans or pay that tuition, but they also know that their dollars are going to pay for illegal immigrants. When we can take care of every American citizen who is here legally, who is played by the rules and paid into the system, then we can talk about those who are not.
The Senate also voted to raise the family income eligibility for New York residents for the state's tuition assistance program from $80,000 to $95,000 a year. The Assembly did not take up the measure. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says it will be discussed as part of the budget. Immigrants' rights groups are also seeking access to driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. The sponsor of the DREAM Act in the Assembly, Carmen De La Rosa, says the measure is more than just a box checked off the agenda.
This is also about an immigrant community in New York State that needs protections. We must make sure that the driver's license bill is passed.
That bill was not voted on Wednesday. Speaker Hastie says his Democratic members plan to discuss the issue soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.